Thank you, Mr. Kenneth and Mrs. Christine Barnett on the 16th of May 2012. Before she were married, Christine was Christine Shaw. Where were you born, Ken?
I was born at Franklin Road, Jacksdale.
And your dad and mum was?
Harold and Beatrice.
Brothers and sisters?
Yes. They got one sister, Winifred.
And is she still?
She died last year in Lincoln at 94.
That's good genes for you then.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Although, no, mother died at 58, I think, and my dad died at 71.
Oh, yeah.
So, from that angle, I don't know.
What's the earliest thing you can remember in life? Do you remember anything preschool?
Not preschool. I can remember going to school with Mickey Mouse gas mask, and then must have gone into air raid shelter for a practice, but I can't remember much more about that other than being dragged to school when I first started.
Well, I didn't like it.
No, my mum had to drag me there, she says.
What was it you didn't remember? What was it you didn't like?
No, I don't know. Just going to school, probably. I don't know. But Mr. Major, who had grocery shop next door to Jack Varley's, Vardy's chip shop, he always used to remind me of it in years later. I remember your mum dragging you to school in the morning. But that's earliest I can remember, really.
Going back to your dad, what did he do for a living?
He was a pattern maker at Ringe Ironworks, where I went at 15, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then I was there until 90. Well, I did national service. 2 years national service, and then I was there until 69 when they shut.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They moved us to Stanton, which was a hellhole. We had 18 months there, and then got a transfer up to Staveley at Chesterfield. And I had 3 years there, but the only problem was catching a bus at 5:40. It was a private bus, front garage here, at 5:40 to clock in for 7 o'clock. And then not getting back here until after 5 at night.
Yeah.
So I did that for 3 years, having just moved in here in 69 in a new bungalow. Then, you know, they used to say, why don't you come and live up Chesterfield? But I said, no, there's no way. After 3 years, I found that, in actual fact, it was a youth that was there that got a job at Alfred and at Cressy Fields as a woodwork instructor. In Derbyshire Social Services. And consequently, I thought there must be something in Nottinghamshire. I used to buy Evening Post, and I found a job advertised for an industrial officer's assistant. So I got an interview and went to Nottingham for an interview. Didn't get the job, but they offered me woodwork instructor's job at Sutton Centre. And that was a day centre for people with a physical disability. Consequently, obviously, travelling to Sutton in Ashfield for me, it was nothing. I did that for 3 years, and then there was wanting deputy managers because the centres were expanding, more folks were coming in, and there was only a manager and instructors. I put in for that and got that job. So I was at Sutton Centre for 25 years, and then I got to 62, and I thought, I've had enough, so I took early retirement. And that's when I retired in 69.
Going back to your dad, did he keep any animals at all?
Yes, we used to have 4 bantams. And we fetched them. I can remember fetching them now, probably about 9 or 10, from Bagthorpe. He bought them, and we went and fetched them one Saturday night and carried them back to Jacksdale. And then after that he had 4 hens, that was about it, like, until...
Grow vegetables and...
Oh, yeah, I had an allotment, and it must have been when it was Dig for Victory, because he had a piece of land against the gating at Westwood. Where gating is at Westwood, and a bit further this way, there's a path that goes up halfway up Palmerston Street, and then you can go across Palmerston Street and go across to St Mary's.
Why did you have one so far away from Jacksdale?
Because he happened to do one on in Jacksdale
at
that particular time. And I can remember going, he'd got a wooden barrow, and we used to go and put potatoes in there. So I couldn't have been very old then. Yeah. And then he got an allotment at top of Laverick Road. Some years later, like. Yeah.
Has he got electric and running water and inside toilets in them days?
Now then, that's another tale. When they got married, they lived with my Auntie Mary at Wansley, and they lived in what they called the cottage. The then shipmans from
Wansley Lane?
Wansley Hall. My Uncle Bob was the tenant farmer. And then he sold up. As I say, they must have moved to Jacksdale in roundabout, on Franklin Road, roundabout 36 time. There was two semi-detached houses, brand new, that shipman built, and my dad used to say, for £25 he could have bought one, for £50 he could have bought them both. But he hadn't got the £25, and he lived there right up until 1970, and rented it.
But there was no electricity.
There was no there was brand new houses in 36. There was no electricity. There was an outside toilet, but there was a bathroom, and there was obviously hot and cold water.
But there was no toilet in the bathroom. Was
Oh there? No, there was no toilet in the bathroom. No, we had to go outside. Mm. So there was a toilet outside. No, obviously, centre heating, coal fire, and that was it. Mm. Yeah, and that was it right until, oh crikey, I was 15 before he had electric put in, because he used to say, I'm not to have electric put into somebody else's house.
Yeah.
But then he finally come round and, there was no electric. Yeah. He just got to bed with a candle. Because we were telling grandchildren, weren't we, that? We got the original candle holder, and then grandson was saying, what's that? And I said, well, you just go to bed with this, and go to bed with candles. Couldn't believe it.
Did you have a radio?
Well, they got radio, because we used to go down to Ainshaw's for accumulate, and don't spill it, didn't they? Used to say, don't get it on your clothes, because it'll make holes in it. Hold it straight. Tuesday and Fridays used to fetch accumulators. That's right.
Family, church, or chapel people?
No, so they say, I never knew any grandparents, because they all died before I were born. Mm. They died 37, 38, as I were born 38. But grandma, my dad's mother, was a big church, we call it Women's...
Mother's Union.
Mother's Union, she was in Mother's Union.
It's a big noise,
and granddad was a signsman at Westwood, or so they say.
Yeah, it was Westwood Church.
Yeah, at Westwood, yeah. Yeah, and as far, I didn't know until you said, as regards them, obviously originating on Sedgwick Street.
Yeah.
I know my dad, all of you say, lived on Laverick Road and Providence Road.
Mm-hmm. You have to go to church, we made to go to
church. I was made to go three times.
On a Sunday
school? Sunday morning, afternoon and night.
Sunday school.
Sunday school, yes. Mm. I'll tell you a thing that used to happen. Sorry, I'm shouting.
Don't forget the quiet.
What is it? No, it's quiet. In those days, when I was about 13 or 14, I used to go to Bible class, and in those days they just started playing friendlies at cricket. There were no cricket on a Sunday, and I used to come out, and if you remember, on Churchill there was a big fence, but you could just see over the top. And I used to come out, and if there were a cricket match, I used to stand and look over the fence, and then go home and my mum would say, you've been on that cricket ground, because she was very Victorian. She'd been in service in Nottingham, and she was very Victorian. And so Sunday was Sunday, and I wasn't allowed to go out and play on street on Sundays. But yeah, if I was laid down from Bible class, it was, you've been on that cricket ground. No, I haven't. Mum. And I've been looking over fence, watching cricket.
So
that's how she was. That's how they was, isn't it? She'd been in service and knew that sort of thing.
You have regular pals?
Pardon?
You have regular pals?
Yes. Well, it's funny you say that, Brian. In 2003, from Friends Reunited, I had an email from Colin Reid. Mm. Can you remember Colin Reid?
Yeah,
yeah.
They went to Australia.
They did, that's right. Married.
Balling Thrave,
yeah. Anyhow, this was, as I say, 2003. For some reason, computer broke, or I must have printed it off and forgot about it until about a month ago, isn't it? It was probably 6 weeks ago. I was sorting some stuff out because cricket clubs just had the 40th anniversary from the formation of Riddings Ironways Cricket Club and Selston. Mm. And they got together and reformed in 72. And it was 40 years, so we had a do-up in Parish Hall. And I was looking through these papers and suddenly come across this letter. And I thought, I wonder if it's still about. So typed it in. Lo and behold, I've had a message, had an email from him. Still going, because he's your age.
Yeah.
You know, a year older than me.
I remember because he had straight black hair.
Correct, and bought a
parted down middle.
That's right, yeah. And so, yeah, so I've been in touch with him, as I say. Graham Webb, oh crikey, I must have been probably still at work, wasn't it? Graham Webb rang me once. How he got to know my phone number was, I know he wrote to me, didn't he? He wrote to me. He married a Mavis Taylor from Summercoats.
Right, yeah.
He'd gone to, I think it was her aunt or somebody's funeral at Normanton, and who should be there were Margaret Traunter, as was, from her first, well, she still lived in Jack, though, did. And anyhow, he asked her, and she says, well, I don't know where he went. She says, I don't know where Ken went. She says, but I can find out for you because his sister lives on our street, lives opposite on Albert Avenue. So that's how it come about. And Margaret George asked my sister, and she told her, and then he wrote to me. Probably several months later, I've got to go to Derby to get cricket balls again for a cricket club to crack a ground. And I rang him and said, I'll call around. He says, yeah, by all means. Went round this particular night, had a couple of hours with them, felt, you know, they're saying about one thing or another, and lo and behold, I send them Christmas cards, he sends us Christmas cards, but we've never got round to meeting one another again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which after tonight, I'm going to, if I can find his email address, then I'll email him or I'll ring him at weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Without a doubt, yeah. Because I used to pal about with, Graham until he started going out with Mavis, and then I used to pal about with Arthur, his brother, because he were in St John's Ambert, same as I was.
Do you remember what games you used to play, what you got up to, was it?
Yeah, we used to play on record football and cricket with Derry Marriott, Pitt Wild, Spider Wyatt.
Oh, Spider Roy Wyatt. He died, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We was also on break.
Kids don't work so much.
Got too hard to, can you?
No.
You know, it's scandalous, that is.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, one of the things that my mum used to say, the train used to come from Nottingham, I think it were 8 o'clock, something like that, in Jacksdale, and we used to be down at Dumbo's, and you could hear a train coming from Langley Mill, from Eastwood and Langley Mill, and she used to say, be home before that train comes. And you could hear it coming out to run to get home to Franklin Road. From up down everyone. Yeah. We were always down there.
You went to Jacksdale School, but you didn't like it at first.
How did you find it?
Did you get into it?
No problem.
What were you good at besides sport?
I don't know. Gardening, probably, and maths. Yeah, I've always been good at maths. Then obviously I went to work, didn't pass 11 plus, as they said.
Do you remember your teacher?
At Jacksdale?
Yeah, the Miss Preston and the Miss...
Miss Green, wasn't he? Bonser, didn't he? I think Mr Bonser came part of Pringle Headmaster. Harry Mann, did he start? He'd come to Jacksdale, I've got a feeling. Mrs Bradshaw, she was the one that used to take Standard 3, if I remember rightly, because when it worked day before school holiday, she used to bring National Geographic with all coloured photos in it. Looking at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. Bradshaw. Yeah.
What would your Christmases be like as a lad? What sort of... did you make your own...
Christmas, as I can remember as a lad, was the only time we had a fire in the front room.
Yeah.
And my dad used to get... He used to make a fire in the front room, get it warm up, and then he used to carry the battery wireless into the front, and then have to run a wire for air through wind. And there was a hole that he'd made in wood to air it, so we got radio on it in front. Yeah. And then I think we also had we had boxing day in there as well. We're not having any grandparents. I think Christmas Day, my Auntie Mary, who lived out Main Road, used to come for tea, and then we used to go there on Boxing Day tea.
What sort of presents did you get? Were you lucky enough to get in them days?
Wooden scooter. Can't remember much more.
Your first bike? Did you have a bike?
I didn't have a bike until I was 12, which was my Uncle Bob's Robin Hood. I can remember that. And then I saved up and bought from Danzer's a Rally Lenten green for 21 guineas. And I'd be about, I don't know, 15 or 16 then, I should think, when I bought that, saved up for that. And then I bought a Mercian lightweight racer off Carl Clark for 13 guineas.
big money.
And that bike came with me. It stayed in my bedroom while I did national service. It came here, and because we had no room, I gave it my cousin at San Diego, because he was teaching in Derby. And I gave it him. Well, now it had cost the earth, because it was an unbuilt Mercian. But anyhow, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Could you afford any holidays in your younger days?
My mum used to save up every week, and we used to go to Trustville. In fact, I've got photos of me in my dad's arms in the sea in, it had been July or August of 1938. So I'd be, baby.
Wouldn't be caravan in them days?
No, it was bungalow. Trustville with bungalows.
Again.
Just between Sutton, between Mablethorpe and Sutton-on-Sea. It's still there now. Yeah. But I think they're all privately owned, the actual bungalows.
Have you ever got back since you?
I've been back. We went. We used to go every year, without fail, on train from Jacksdale to Nottingham, and then get Mablethorpe train. And we went every year, while ever I can remember, right up to being 15 or 16. Mm. And since then, we've been married, we went.
That was when we had the children, wasn't it?
Yeah, when we had children, we went a couple of times.
3 or 4 years.
Because
it was such a nice beach.
Well, that's right. Beach was a thing. The tide come right in. That's right.
Do you have any pets at all?
No, I was never allowed pets. I didn't want any anyhow. But no, I think I used to tice a cat on. I can remember my mum used to say, you have to get that cat out of here, because when your dad comes home, he'll kick it out. I never had any pets at all.
Were you that strict?
I would think you're no stricter than anybody else. Brian, I wouldn't have thought, in them days. Yeah. You'd say it was probably strict now, but I don't think so. No, I can't ever remember. I can remember what I wouldn't repeat it once. But that's, that was my fault for being 14 and big-headed, as you might say. Yeah.
I suppose you went to Picture Palace, did you, quite a bit?
Oh, you put your pictures at the same as everybody else did in them days. I did score for Jacksdale at cricket, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When Stanley Matthews won the cup, and they knew it as the Stanley Matthews Cup final, I was scoring on Jacksdale cricket ground that day. We got radios at home, but I can remember that. But I never played at Jacksdale. Of course, in them days, there were no lads team.
Yeah. When did you first get interested in cricket?
When my dad used to take me to Trent Bridge. We used to go. Knotts always played Surrey on Whit Monday or Whit Saturday for a 3-day game, and we always used to go on Saturday, and then we always used to go on, I think it was Bank Holiday, August Bank Holiday, when they played Derbyshire. And I can remember occasionally going to Ilkeston and watching Notts and Derby.
When did you first get interested in playing yourself?
When I played at school, that was all.
You played at school at all?
Yes, I used to open batting at school.
Was that at Selston?
Yeah, Selston, yeah. Yeah. And then I lost, well, no, to be fair, I didn't lose interest. There was more of a, what I would say, to go to Premier at Summercoats on a Saturday night, then going on bike to Bybridge to play cricket. Mm. And I used to go there with gang,
yeah.
You know, yeah. all lads from Jasdale used to go to Premier and sit six rows from back sort of thing, you know, right, gang on us.
Yeah.
So I never played after leaving school. Played in Air Force, but never, when I did National Service, but didn't play it again.
Yeah.
Until. Didn't get involved until John started playing, little lad, at 10. He went to Selston at 10, and he's 39 now, and he's still playing.
How do you find Selston School? Were you a bit happier there than Jacksdale, or had you still got the same attitude sort of
thing? Well, I think I've still got the same as all kids, probably. You didn't like school.
Mm.
But no, I got on at school all right, Selston all right, definitely.
Yeah.
I think they treated you different for a start. Obviously, it would get him beyond war. You know, when we were at Jacksdale, war was started at Jacksdale, war was still on. Type of thing, wasn't it?
Did it affect any of family at all, war? Was anybody involved in it?
Yeah, my uncle, my dad's sister's husband, in fact, they got married during war, he was in Air Force, but he was stationed up in Scotland, mainly, I think.
Mm.
Uncle Walt. But that's all I can remember, other than my cousin, which was my mother's older brother's lad, he got killed in Palestine just after war.
Yeah.
He got shot in Palestine. But war had finished then.
Mm.
Yeah, cousin Leonard, so they said.
Yeah. Your dad was in the Home Guard?
Oh, my dad was sergeant in Home Guard, in fact, at Ironworks, because he'd worked at Ironworks all his life.
What were your feelings when you got called up for National Service?
Well, I was probably the same as everybody else that had been an apprentice. As I said, I got to 21, I'd been going to Ilkeston day release and night school from 15. National Service were finishing, and I got to, my birthday was in May, but it got to March of 60. I would have been 22, and papers come to say, report.
Mm.
One of the things I was definitely not going to do was go in the army, because the other pattern makers who were older than me had all gone in RAF. My cousin from Newstead had been a RAF police dog handler. Two lads from Riddins had also been in RAF, so I were determined not to go, and went for medical and that, and interview, and they said, I'm sorry, but you've put down for RAF, but there's no vacancies.
Mm.
So I said, isn't there any exception? He said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I've been in St. John's Ambulance since I was 10.
Mm.
What 10? Been in St. John's Ambulance since I was 10, and I've still been in. He says, right. He says, let me have a look. Oh, yes, he says, if you say that you would be a medic, he says, well, I think we can find you a place. I said, yeah, that's what I want to do. He says, right, that went. And then lo and behold, a week later, call up papers and they reported to Cardington. Thinking then that I was still going to change and be a police, you know, going to police like my cousin.
Yeah.
But at square bashing at Bridge North, they had us all in that our flight into cinema, and officer stood there and he said, right, there'll be so many aerial erectors, there'll be so many airframe fitters, there'll be so many police, so many this. One of you stood up and he said, any questions, one of you stood up. He said, yes, sir. He says, you've got me down for as a medic, he says, but I faint at the sight of blood. He says, well, you've got 2 years to get used to it. So I thought, well, it's wasted me trying to change. So that was it, like. But I was pleased I did.
Yeah.
Put down to go abroad and finished up at Hereford, which is only 2 miles from Welsh border.
Mm.
And then were made acting corporal by some reason. I'd been
a bit more money for that, wouldn't you?
You did, yeah. That's what I was just going to lead on to. acting corporal. I was that for a month down at Hereford when squadron leader MO had me in office, and he said, I've got to reduce our numbers, because it would be sick quarters, it was boy entrance on that camp, training 18 months they did. And then, you know, they were regulars. So they said, you can either stay here and go back to SAC, he says, or there's a posting at RAF Wapnell. I said, he says, you come from Nottingham, don't you? I said, yes. He says, well, I don't think there's any, he says, I don't think there's any asking you to stay on then. I said, well, if I'm going to Wapnell, it's only 4 or 5 miles from home. I says, and obviously still keep rank of corporal. So I finished up at Wapnell for my last 6 months, living at Jacksdale, and getting four guineas for being in charge at sick quarters. It was just me and another AM. But that's how it goes. But getting back to would I, it was an experience, and I don't think I would have missed it. No. The money was the problem. You just saved your apprenticeship, got out of your time, onto man's money, and then all of a sudden you went down to some of the 27 shillings wanted, I think.
Right.
So, you know, and that was it. So all you were looking for, it was coming out.